Through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morena Tim, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm good, thanks. How are you two?
Good, big old weekend for you. You had your big show at the Q Theatre, how did that go?
I had my big show. It was fantastic, thank you. We did one-off fest. Myself and Anthony Metcalf put on a big comedy and music live show. We had Lips, we had Dick Move, we had a plethora of live stand-up comedians, and it was the shit. It was awesome.
Mint. That is so cool.
Can I tease ahead? I will remind people of this at the end because I got to sell some tickies, but I got a show tonight at Whammy as well. Look, just a bunch of fun. It's a lineup show, so a bunch of different comedians. Josh Thompson's there, who you might know from 7 Days. He's doing some gigging at the moment, so he's a rare treat. And a whole bunch of other people. things are getting switched around because lots of people coming down with COVID at the moment. Ugh. But if you go to eventfinder.co.nz, it's the only show called The Fuck Around.
The world famous Fuck Around.
a swear word in the title of the show, so I can't promote it on Facebook. Anyway.
Excellent.
Onto the media.
Take that one, Zuckerberg. What's happening in the media?
So just a little one and then a real big one. The little one is Stuff has had a slight rebrand. People might have noticed they've got a flash new logo and it's had a lick of paint, a lot of mauve around the website now. Generally speaking, people hate change, especially for things like news organisations where they just want things to stay the same so that they can trust it. That being said, generally speaking, it's been received fairly well. I'm sure the logo's got its detractors. Okay. Personally, I don't mind it. Have you seen it, Rachel?
No, I actually haven't seen it. I'm going to have to do a little Google now and have a look.
It's quite interesting. It's like the word stuff in black lettering and sort of two parallel lines that form each of the letters. It's very stupid to
what does it mean?
describe a logo visually on the radio and everyone could just go to stuff and see it. But
it's like a bright red B in a little box.
it is quite bold. It's interesting. And I haven't read a lot of like analysis of it, but to me when you blow it up, it looks like it's got little quarters at the end of each letter's line. So,
oh, true.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know if that's intentional or not. But the most fascinating bit for me is when I was sort of looking that up, and this comes via Hayden Donnell, who found who's on Media Watch on RNZ. He found a column from a couple of years ago, I think, of someone commentating on Stuff's history. And one of the names that got floated when Stuff started as a genuine name for the news juggernaut that we know as Stuff today was Deep and Wide.
Oh my God.
Imagine.
Oh dear.
Just incredible. Anyway, we don't need to dwell too much on that. The big thing, of course, that's been going on in New Zealand media is Carmel Santamaria, TVNZ presenter. I basically just wanted to take this time to go through a bit of a TikTok of what's happened for those people who have like maybe seen bits and pieces, seen the odd headline, like, oh, what's going on? So with your permission, Zoe and Rachel, I'll just go through a bit of a timeline, eh?
Yes, please do.
Okay, so it gets announced that Carmel Santamaria was hired to fill John Campbell's vacated slot for TVNZ Breakfast in April of this year. So we're only talking a couple months ago. John Campbell's got an exciting new role, which is a bit more widespread, where he can do more far-flung journalism. And so a seat opened up on TVNZ Breakfast. Huge show, huge ratings. It gets announced that Carmel Santamaria is going to occupy that seat. Carmel started his TV career in New Zealand. He was at 3 back in the day. Then he went to Sky News Australia for a few years and wound up at Al Jazeera English, where he was a news presenter for 16 years. He was working at Al Jazeera. Then Carmel started a couple months ago, as I say, on TVNZ Breakfast in April. And then after just 31 days on air, he just wasn't there anymore. And it was quite weird. TVNZ failed to publicly acknowledge with any sort of official statement any details about the departure until it got to 9 days afterwards. And a lot of questions were being asked at this point. obviously that's a very long gap for someone to not be in their role where you're supposed to be every morning after they've only been there for a month. And a TVNZ spokesperson finally made a statement, and the statement was, Carmel is currently away dealing with a family emergency. So after that point, pretty immediately, reports started coming out that Carmel wasn't on air because there had been complaints about him from several women co-workers at TVNZ. This was immediately followed by reports that he had a history at Al Jazeera of sending unwanted and totally inappropriate messages to women colleagues. And there appeared to be a real storied history of HR and senior management complaints lodged against him at his former job at Al Jazeera.
Hmm.
Then it came out that Carmel apparently had a private Instagram account where he was following a couple hundred people, 90% of whom were women. And he was using that account, which was separate from his public-facing one, to just DM, in particular, it seems, women journalists, unwanted messages. So then TVNZ News started reporting on the story, which obviously is a very awkward situation for them. So they are reporting on their wider organisation of TVNZ, but it is important to point out at this point that TVNZ News, they are very independent and they are doing their own thing. And they started reporting on the story in a very frank and open manner, including the fact that TVNZ as an organisation had used this kind of smokescreen PR message of a family emergency to characterise why Carmel had actually left. Then there's been some super fracturous stuff coming out of TVNZ, with the newsroom being outraged about the circumstances under which Carmel was hired, because apparently their regular processes were not followed, and some believe that if they were, this pattern of alleged behaviour would have been picked up before he was hired.
Do we know why they weren't followed?
Not at this stage. Well, I don't. No. There's been a lot of commentary about the fact that he was sort of such a big superstar, internationally known face of news from his time at Al Jazeera, that perhaps it didn't go through the appropriate channels because of that sort of star power quality. But as far as I know, none of that's been confirmed. That's just sort of, you know, rumour going round. A lot of emails. TVNZ's own news editor, Sophie Bard, emailed staff saying, I know you're angry, I'm angry too. In fact, I'm livid, talking about how this was being handled internally. And that was just one of a bunch of internal communications that got immediately published publicly, which then led to a senior TVNZ manager called Andrew Fernie sending a super angry email to staff, responding to staff leaking their internal comms from the CEO to the Herald. And in that email, the TVNZ manager said, I feel so embarrassed and quite frankly disgusted. This is the time that we should be sticking together. Obviously, that immediately got leaked to the Herald. And so did a lot of replies to that message from members of staff at TVNZ saying we should be embarrassed and disgusted about the pattern of behaviour that's been going on and the fact that we've still got a gender pay gap at TVNZ at 2022. At this point, I think it's worth, I've got some audio here just reflecting this kind of frank and open manner with which TVNZ has been reporting on its own organisation. I've got a clip, hopefully, Zoe, you can play this, of TVNZ News reporter Kim Baker-Wilson explaining some of the sort of organisational implications to Melissa Stokes on Sunday on 6 o'clock news.
Yep, let's hear that now.
Kim, this is an allegation from within our newsroom. Can you explain how the team has been treating it?
The newsroom is really different at Television New Zealand from the wider building, Television New Zealand. We are operating at arm's length here. Today, the newsroom has used a lawyer to be guided on our reporting of this. That is a lawyer outside of Television New Zealand, where normally we would use our own in-house lawyers. Yesterday, when I texted the head of news and current affairs asking if there was any comment from him, the reply was that he was treating that request as he would for any other outside news question and referring it to the communications team. So we are operating at arm's length here.
That's very interesting. Very, very interesting to hear that. As you say, very frank. It's like quite a peek behind the veil of how those things are usually conducted, which is, I think, something that maybe normally we don't ever really get a sense of in television or in media in general about how these kind of processes come about, especially for something as serious as this.
Yeah, it's pretty inside baseball stuff, but it is important to know that within TVNZ, and really, as far as I know, any media organisation, their newsrooms are operating very independently. That is especially true in New Zealand, I think. We've got a pretty healthy news ecosystem where, you know, words from on high do not get to dictate what the journalists are reporting and how they're reporting it, and that is a good thing. But just to kind of like summarise where we've sort of landed with all of this, we've got this new superstar hire who was brought to TVNZ from Al Jazeera that led to reporting alleging he's done terrible things. That's brought Al Jazeera, you know, into disrepute for, for harbouring this guy for a decade and a half for the terrible things he did. TVNZ's new CEO, Simon Power, is also under fire because this terrible behaviour could have been picked up if proper processes with hiring him were followed. Perhaps. And then they completely butchered the PR response as to what was going on and sort of put up this family emergency smoke screen, all while senior managers are scolding staff for leaking stuff and the newsroom is just fully going rogue reporting on TVNZ. So it's a big story. It sort of occupied all of the space in the media recently, and rightly so. And the important thing to remember here is that, like, you know, I've heard this sort of reported on quite salaciously and like gossip in a sort of gossipy tone and stuff, but the genesis of this is that there's like very real victims here, and it's a reminder that there is terrible behavior going on from powerful men in the workplace still in 2022. Obviously our thoughts are very much centered on the women journalists who are at the receiving end of all of this through no fault of their own. So it'll be interesting to see where the story goes from here, but yeah, just, you know, when you're bringing this to the water cooler chat at work, it is important to remember that there are people at the centre of this.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tim. What a good note to end on. We will see you at the fuck around tonight. And if people want to get tickets, where do they go again?
You can go to timbat.co.nz. Bat's got two T's. Or it's on Event Finder. And the cool thing about this show is that it's comedy, but also Luke Boys from Dick Move is on the drums the whole time. So it's pretty special.
Amazing. That is very special. We will see you there. Thanks, Tim.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.